Blackstone Publishing presents John Lennon, 1980, The Last Days in the Life by Kenneth Womack. This book is read by Paul Woodson. For Oreo Cookie, a Friend Indeed. Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Attributed to John Lennon. A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality. Yoko Ono. Chapter 1. Kitchen Diplomacy. It was late December 1979, with the Christmas holidays in all of their seasonal glitz and glamour having firmly taken hold of New York City. Experiencing one of its mildest winters on record, the tri-state area had been treated to unusually warm and sunny conditions all month, at one point reaching a balmy 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius. But with Christmas looming on the horizon, snowfall had finally descended upon the city, with nearly 4 inches of the white stuff blanketing the Upper West Side, where John Lennon, the 39-year-old erstwhile leader of the Beatles, lay in wait. He had been a virtual recluse since an April 1975 television appearance in which an acoustic guitar-playing Lennon performed Imagine, his most vaunted peace anthem, and then quietly slipped back into the fortress-like Dakota apartment building. A few months later, his wife Yoko Ono had given birth to the couple's first child, Sean, on John's 35th birthday. And then, as far as the wider world beyond the Dakota was concerned, he had all but disappeared from public life. In truth, John had been exhausted by his multi-year legal fight to stay in the United States, finally earning his much-coveted green card in 1976. During that same period, he and Yoko, who turned 46 in February 1979, had been reunited after John concluded his debaucherous, lost weekend on the West Coast with hard-drinking Harry Nilsson, former bandmate Ringo Starr, The Who's Keith Moon, and John's girlfriend, May Pang. But by the time the winter of 1979 made its belated appearance, John had been largely absent from the headlines, save for a January 1977 appearance at President Jimmy Carter's inaugural Eve Gala. At this point, he hadn't released a studio album since 1975's Rock and Roll LP, which was chock full of the old standards that set his heart ablaze, including the likes of Gene Vincent's Bebopalula, Benny King's Stand By Me, and Buddy Holly's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?